from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sooks. Big Sooks fired up. He's about ready to head out of here. We're going to do the Joey interview, and then the club is going to be Buck and I, as Sook will be going to Foo Friday.
I'm out.
Out at Providence Park.
I got some, well, I guess it's not day drinking. I got some pre-eating.
You got some catching up to do.
I got some catching up to do.
I'm guessing there have been some people, although there's really no parking lot. So
I know.
Can you,
yeah, I know. What the,
where do you pre-funk? Do you just,
well, there's some bars around there.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're packed.
Yeah.
What do you think the Kingston's like right now?
Oh, gosh. I bet it's just an absolute, we're going to Uber down there. I'm not even going to try to park. We're just going to Uber from the station and then Uber back. Yeah, it'll be Thunderdome down there. After the Timber games, we always go to Lamox. Great little hidden bar right there.
Where's that?
It's literally right next door to Providence Park. It's like in a, it's a cool bar in that it's in a game store. You have to walk in.
What's it called?
Mox. I had a little sticker on the back of my computer. Where is it there? Yeah, Mox. So it's a Mox boarding house, and it's a, you walk in and it's a, it's a game store. Like, you play like Magic the Gathering and like Pokemon, and it sells that. You have to walk through. So anytime we take someone there for the first time, me and my buddy, we walk in and they're like, what? And you're like, just keep walking. And you walk to the back, and then there's a hallway, and then there's a big old kick-ass bar. And a lot of people play, like they buy games there and then they play them at the bar.
Yeah, I see that.
It's a kick-ass bar.
I've never even seen that place.
It's a little hidden gem. And now, and there you go.
Is it really hidden though?
Well, I mean, you can't get there without walking through.
So you can't really even see the bar from the game?
No. When you walk in, you have no idea there's a bar there.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a cool little thing.
Is that a good idea to have a bar that no one can find?
It's kind of weird, but it's
kind of one of those like word of mouth things.
Yeah.
Like a speakeasy.
Yeah. It's just a cool, like I said, there's always people there, and there's always, you know, it's...
How packed do you think that is right now?
I was going to say, just every bar down there is,
you think,
just...
Dave Grohl's in there?
Thunderdome. Well, he is known to, I guarantee you, he's probably out and about walking around in the city.
Is he?
Yeah.
That'd be cool to
run
into
Dave. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, it's like that time Mick Jagger rolled into, was it Nashville?
Something like that.
And he was having a beer.
It's just some random
place. By himself
place.
With a hat.
Yeah.
Just walking around, and these people were posting on social media about being so fired up to go to the Rolling Stone show and stuff. Mick Jagger was right next to them, sitting at the bar by himself, and they had no idea.
No clue.
Mick freaking Jagger.
Well, there's a lot of cool, like, people post photos. Like, the last year Metallica played Staples Center and people kept tweeting out. So Metallica, they've got the pit, you know, most big rock bands do. And people were just tweeting out because in the middle of the pit, there was Dave Grohl. Like he goes to rock shows and instead of sitting up in a luxury box or backstage, he goes down in the general admission of just shows, no security, no nothing. And just hangs out down there.
Do you think he really drinks Crown Royal?
Yes, he drinks Crown Royal and Coors Light.
Really?
Yeah.
He does like Crown Royal. Huh?
Yeah, he's a Crown guy. And he's the one that turned me on for his post-show meal is champagne and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Really?
Yeah. He drinks Dom.
He turned you on, meaning you do that after every show?
Well, after every show. I had no idea, and we tried it like a couple Christmases ago, although we didn't do the Dom. We went with a lesser champagne. Yeah, after shows, he drinks bubblies and eats Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nice.
Yeah, and it is a delightful combo. I read about it in his book, and I was like, oh. And the bubbles and the salty of the chicken, it's really good.
I can't tell you the last time I had Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, gross.
Yeah. Well, maybe a Popeyes.
All right, guys, we got to get going here. Joey Harrington will be on at 5:30. Next segment will be our Friday Fartabouts. Coming up tonight in the club, I have the top five why didn't I do this earlier things and top places Americans think should be open 24 hours. Right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Well, Jim Harbaugh's been flirting with Colin Kaepernick, not sexually, just to maybe have him on his staff as a coach.
I guess he said all along that he always thought Kaepernick would make a really good coach.
But it will not happen, at least not this year.
Yeah.
Harbaugh saying Kaepernick will not be a coach on the Chargers.
But he's open if Kaepernick wants to be a coach. He's got a place for him on his staff. Next year.
You know who is going to be a coach? Connor Stallions. He's back.
That's right.
Where is he?
He's going to be a defensive coordinator of a high school in Detroit.
I was
going
to say, my guess is the show cause penalty that he's about to get for the next 10 years would probably prevent him from that.
Those high school teams better hide their signs.
That's right. You know how easy it's going to be for him to just dominate in high school?
Child's
just
play.
Signs? It is child's
he's
play.
He's still selling vacuums out of his porch.
Was he doing that before, selling vacuums?
Yeah, while he was in Michigan, when he was starting out, he buys like used and defective vacuums and fixes them and sells them.
Latest on Brandon Ayuk of the Niners. Of course, the report is that the Niners have a deal in place with the Steelers to trade him if they can't work out a deal, but they're really trying to hammer out a long-term deal to keep him in San Francisco. And according to Mike Garofalo, of NFL Network, the Niners and Ayuk are only separated by the final year of the deal.
Gosh.
They're saying Ayuk, they're on the same page generally the first 3 years, but the fourth year, it is a non-guaranteed year, and Ayuk wants that to be guaranteed.
So he wants a fully guaranteed deal, which usually doesn't happen a la Deshaun Watson, although you're seeing more and more of that. So basically, this thing is going to get done. He ain't getting done. They'll work this out.
You think so?
Yeah. If that's all that's separating this and they don't want to get rid of him.
He's been at practice wearing team gear, like following along. It seems like they're trending towards this being over pretty quickly.
Number three.
He'll stay in San Francisco.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean it's best for both. It's the best situation for him. And look, it's arguably the best roster in the NFL. No brainer.
FedEx St. Jude Championship. This is the first of the three-leg FedEx Cup on the PGA Tour. Wrapping up the season. Hideki Matsuyama got robbed in London, but he's there and he's tied for the lead.
Without his caddy. His caddy got robbed too, and his passport was stolen, so his caddy couldn't come along.
Yeah, I don't think he's there yet, is he?
I don't think so.
He can't he? No. Denny McCarthy, Hideki Matsuyama, 11 under. They are tied with a one-shot lead over Sam Burns. Scotty Scheffler, just two shots back. He is 9 under. Justin Rose and Nick Dunlap, 8 under.
That's a nice little leaderboard. Right
good there. Little leaderboard.
Good little leaderboard.
Victor Hovland shot a 63 out of nowhere. He is T7.
Number two.
Our TV home, at least for our first hour, is Portland CW. They are adding more local sports programming. They will air 18 Oregon State baseball games.
Oh, tasty.
In 2025.
All right, go Beavs.
Yeah, I think that's great because maybe you can find Oregon State baseball somewhere, but I don't know where. I just think they should be on more.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of the best teams in the country, and that's cool. So, you know, the CW's been dipping their toes in the waters. They're running college football games. They got us, now the Beavs. And, you know, there's some reports out there that they're going to be involved in the Blazer, running Blazer games next year. So we haven't seen anything official on that. But
so the games that they will air on CW will also be able to be streamed for you bros on coin.com.
Nice little deal right there for the Beavs.
Nice little deal.
Nice little deal.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Come too far together to stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, we are in the top of the sixth in Pittsburgh. The Mariners trail Paul Skeens and the Pirates. It's a tight one.
They do got a man on third with one out.
It is 3-2. Skeens, if you're wondering, has 6 strikeouts in 5 1/3. His over-under was 8.5 against the Mariners, who strike out more than any other team in baseball. The Astros are taking on the White Sox, but that's a little bit later. Cubs beat the Blue Jays 6-5 today. And do you need to know anything else?
Probably.
My Royals are winning.
I'm watching this look bad.
Yankees up 2-0 on the stupid Tigers.
That's not just the Tigers, but the stupid Tigers.
Red Sox lead in Baltimore over the O's 4-1. Adley Rutschman, here's a note. He got scratched tonight.
What do we know? Do we know why?
Well, I think she really wanted him. Thank you. Low back pain, I think they said.
Yeah, the old low back pain.
So not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
How do you know?
No one goes out for an extended period of time because of some sore back. He'll be fine.
I like the optimism.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted on the Mariners. That's your Hot 5 at 5. Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Joey Harrington in 15 minutes. Our Friday Fartabouts are next on The Fan.
Anyway, I told you, the Mariners had first and third.
Yeah.
One out.
Yes.
Down by a run.
Let's go.
And I told you.
Against Skeens.
And I'm like, here comes the double play. And sure enough.
Double play?
Double play.
Who hit into it?
That would be Dominic Gazzone.
Oh, God.
That guy.
That guy's back in there?
That guy's back in the lineup. And he's back killing rallies. I mean, Skeen hadn't looked sharp. They've got him on the ropes. Julio on third. He walks a guy to put first and third. Just get a ball into the outfield and you tie the game. And by the way, it was the weakest double play ball you've ever seen. Rolled it to the shortstop.
Is there such a thing as having somebody on the ropes when you're the Mariners? I don't think they ever have anybody on the ropes.
No, that's true.
Ever.
Well, look, how about this? Skeens wasn't looking real sharp.
Yeah, he's walked 4.
Yeah.
He's got 6 strikeouts. He's through 6 innings.
That might be it, by the way.
But he's, 93 pitches. Yeah.
They should be getting after him.
And they got a couple guys now up in the pen. So this may be it for Skeens.
It was the under.
Yeah, the under, if that's it for him, 6. And yet, they still couldn't score with first and third with one out. So.
And that should shock you not.
It doesn't. It's just.
It should shock you not.
This is going to be the. The Mariners.
It's time for our Friday Fartabouts.
Let's go.
Would you like to know how Hideki Matsuyama got robbed?
Yeah, all I've heard is that he got robbed.
Well, he He talked about it yesterday after his round. So basically, so he was over in Paris, and he got the bronze at the Olympics. And he and his caddy and his coach decided on their way. So they're coming back to the States to do the FedEx Cup. And they decided to stop over in London for a night. And so they were out to dinner. And I guess Matsuyama said that his wallet was in Shota's bag. That's his caddy. And somebody just literally at dinner swiped Shota's bag. They didn't even know what happened. They didn't even see it.
I was going to say, was it a snatch and grab or someone did on the covert?
No, it was covert because he said that Shota at one point just looked up and was like, hey, where's my bag?
Whoops.
And so their passports were in there except for Hideki's wasn't. If Hideki's passport was in there.
He's not in the tournament.
He's out.
Yep. And I said this at the time we discussed it. To me, it is fascinating that we live in a world that literally billion-dollar deals are done on the telephone. I mean, everything is done on your phone. And yet, to leave or enter a foreign country, you need a tiny little laminated piece of paper. It is fascinating.
So he said that the coach, for whatever reason, may make it to the U.S. in time for the tour championship, but his caddy likely won't.
And that's the other one, too. So your passport goes missing. So you're telling me over, like, in 2 weeks' time, you can't get another one made, let alone...
And that some random can totally come and screw up your life just by swiping this little pocketbook.
So you're telling me on phones with all the digital markers that we have and biometrics, with thumbprints and eye print identification, none of that is okay. None of that is good enough to say, this is me, I can enter the country. You need your little laminated, slippery piece of paper.
And your own country should have that documentation. Why can't they talk to the other? I mean, like, it feels like we should be beyond this.
Right. And I don't know how the coach is in and he's not. Coach can get back here, but
yeah, I don't know.
He can't.
Maybe he's, I couldn't tell you.
Well,
maybe he's got better status. I don't know. At the passport.
Different type of visa, maybe? Ooh. I don't know.
Well, how bad is this caddy going to feel if Matsuyama wins? He's in first place.
Well, here's the other one. If Matsuyama does win, does he do the, I paying you for, jackass?
No. Well, this guy that's caddying for him is another guy's caddy.
Oh.
He just called him because the other guy's out of the FedEx. So
it's just like, hey, man, I need your caddy.
Well, I guess this guy, he's an Asian guy, and he caddies for another Asian player.
Yeah.
And I guess when Hideki called him, the guy was like, his jaw was on the floor. He's like, oh my God. Because Hideki's like the Asian player.
He is a big deal over there.
And he said, when Hideki calls, you take that call.
Interesting.
And he goes, oh my God, I couldn't believe it was Hideki Matsuyama. Hell yeah, I'll caddy for you.
And then he goes and wins.
And if
he's going to win, that's a nice little chunk of change.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe the caddy gets Wally Pipp, though. I mean, hey, about this guy over here. You think, like, after you win, you make a strong case? You're like, hey, just so you know.
I think you do.
I'm available.
It's like, hey, I'll stay on your bag.
Hey, we are one for one. We want to ride this momentum, my man. Let's go.
Should the Vikings sign Ryan Tannehill? This question has come up.
Oh, yeah, because they got no JJ.
Well, they have Sam Darnold, and I don't even know who else they have now.
I don't think that Mond is there anymore. See who they got. They got Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall, who is the BYU kid that they drafted a couple years ago, and they got Matt Corral.
So they have no one.
They have no one.
I mean,
if you wanted to say they have Mullins, I mean, he's been around the block.
Do you think, answer me this.
Yeah.
Tannehill or Darnold?
Oh, I think you take Darnold. At this point. I think Tannehill's pretty washed. I think there's a belief. I don't necessarily believe it, but a lot of people out there, for whatever reason, think that Darnold may have a little something. I think with Darnold, you go with the upside. I think Tannehill at this point is probably a bit washed. So, I mean, it depends.
Tannehill is 36.
Exactly. So, and he hasn't been good for a little bit. So I think if you want like this, if you were a championship level team and you thought, hey, I just need a steady hand, Minnesota's actually going to need someone that's going to be able to make plays. So I think Darnold is probably the way you would go.
I just think, I don't know. You know how we do. We get ideas in our head about quarterbacks. Ryan Tannehill could help somebody, at least as a backup.
Yeah.
I thought, but he's still sitting out there as a free agent.
Could be this year's Joe Flacco, who's sitting on a couch, and when somebody needs him, he shows up.
Sure. Well, you know, he's a pro. You know what you're going to get out of him, and, you know.
I guess he's been really picky, Tannehill. Yeah.
And when you're that age and you've got those last few years, like, you can't really afford to be.
Well, and see,
well, I'm sure he's got
I disagree.
Calls.
I think he can be really picky. Look, I think if you're being honest, I think if Tannehill never plays again, he's fine with it. The guy's made a ton of money. He's got a hot wife. he knows at this point that he can't, he's not dumb enough to think that he can go in and lead a bad team. Like, so it's the Joe Flacco thing. Like, you sit around and you wait for someone that's actually good.
Well, the Jets weren't good.
What?
The Jets, that's where Flacco went, right?
Yeah, but the Jets actually were good. The Jets had a defense and were a 7-win team. My guess is if you're Tannehill and, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of someone, like the Cowboys or something, like, you know, a team that's going to win 10 games, that makes a little more sense than the Minnesota Vikings. And there'll be guys that'll be available, like Zappi is going to be available. He'll be out of New England. So, I mean, you got someone like that. Like, once the preseason is over, you'll see some movement. But, like, there's a guy that, you know, that's a younger guy that you feel like maybe able to do something for you, because either Milton or Zappi will be available in New England. They won't be able to keep all of those guys.
And last but not least, here on the Friday Fart About, we got to get on to Joey. But did you see the opening of the Intuit Dome in L.A. the other night?
Yeah,
no,
not great.
Night? Was that
not.
Last night?
Was that last night or two nights ago?
What was it?
That's the Clippers
arena, right?
New arena.
Bruno Mars was playing to open it, I think, right?
Yeah, it was Bruno Mars show, and everybody got stuck outside because they have facial recognition technology.
And it didn't work?
And it didn't work.
Well, and they also said they're going down, like, ticketless and...
Yeah, cashless.
And cashless, so you had to have their app, and their app broke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, that can't be your backup.
So,
like,
the show was supposed to start at 8, and he didn't go on till 10.
Oh, my
gosh. And a bunch of people were outside of the stadium.
Just pissed.
Well, yeah, just kind of milling around.
Well, you imagine you spend $700 to go see Bruno Mars, and you're just sitting out and you can't get in.
I want a camera on Steve Ballmer for that period of time.
Yeah! You spend whatever, that couple $1 billion to build that thing, and you build it as this the high-tech place with all the fancy equipment, and it doesn't work. I would be livid. And if you didn't get in, you know, you get refunds on that stuff. Because, like, all those sites that you buy those off of, that there is ticket guarantees on that. We went down to a Golden Knights playoff game once, and I bought them off of, like, you know, SeatGeek or something. And my tickets, it did not let me in. When I went to scan, it was giving me problems. And we missed a chunk of the game and ended up getting a hold of SeatGeek, and they were very apologetic, and they got me in the building and found me different seats, but they had to refund my money. It was a whole thing. So, I mean, that's...
It's a rough start.
That is a rough start. But that does scare me. Like, Providence Now, this is a ticketless event tonight, you know, and they've got all... Yeah, yeah.
Are they on your phone?
Yeah, they're on my phone.
So you just scan the barcode?
Yep. But that's
pretty normal.
Yeah, but that always jams me up. Like, when everything is cashless and, you know, and it's like you don't have physical tickets. I mean, I just, to this day, it still scares me, because not always does... You know, technology.
Do you print them out when they
won't let
somebody? You can't even print them.
No.
Wow. Nope. Okay.
At a lot of the events now, like this one, when they even send you a thing saying this is a ticketless event, and printouts won't work. You can't even take screenshots of the ticket. It has to be the actual, like, the little barcode thing on your phone.
Yeah, it has to be the barcode. Yep. All right, that's Friday Fart About. We got to go, because coming up next, we missed him last week. A very special edition of Joey Harrington's visit with us, because it's the last story time.
Yeah, after that, it's Football Friday.
Football Friday begins next week. So Joey Harrington joins us coming up next. We'll find out if he's going to the Foos here on Foo Friday.
I'm going to say no.
See if he joins you.
Is he a Foo guy?
I don't know. We're going to find out next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right. It is the last story time of 2024, Jason. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
Next week is Football Friday.
Yes.
But in the meantime, it's just story time. And the old Friday with Joey. What's going on?
Football starts next week.
It does?
Yes.
Yeah. Like nine more sleeps.
With who?
Florida State and Georgia Tech from Ireland, from your homeland.
Yeah, okay, I saw that. Why? I just always assumed it was going to be Notre Dame playing in Ireland. Why is Florida State
I asked the same question, and it turns out, I always thought it was just Notre Dame, and it turns out there have been other teams, but it's mostly Notre Dame.
You just cut out, and so I don't hear what you just said.
Oh, there have been other teams, but it's mostly Notre Dame.
Yeah, they're only mostly dead.
Yeah, next year I think they're saying Iowa State, Wisconsin, or something like
it's
that?
It's something like something that. Weird. Or maybe like it was that? Kansas State, somebody. It was another
Kansas State, Iowa State,
I think.
How about that?
Iowa State.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Like, okay, I could get behind Boston College playing in Dublin. I could get behind another big, like Chicago, like Northwestern. I could get behind Northwestern playing in Dublin. There's some other like really big Irish.
You would think like Chicago, the big Irish populations, but yeah, like it seems
Boston,
weird.
Chicago, yeah. Like
Tennessee, like Tennessee and Florida and Kansas. It's very random.
Huh.
Stupid.
It's just, I know I've used it a lot for, I feel like I've really overused this lately, but it just is so apropos. It's the Ricky Bobby. That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but nothing in college football makes sense anymore.
Like, but see, here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand is like, are they trying, like, if it's the NFL and... You know, they play the London game first, right? Yeah. That's all centrally organized by the NFL for the exploitation, for the growth of the NFL league, right? You go London, or, you know, Germany, and then you go to, where wasn't there one in, there was Mexico, and now they're going to Brazil or something like that? Like, awesome, great. But it's not like the NCAA is organizing these Dublin games for the purpose of the expansion and growth of the NCAA college football. Like that's dead. Like who's running that? Like, where is this coming from?
I don't know how that all things. I always assumed that it was just the Notre Dame thing. And that was just, And maybe that's what it was, is Notre Dame started it, because I'm pretty sure they did, and that was the whole Shamrock series. And then maybe I don't know, Notre Dame got tired of doing it, or other teams were like, hey, give us a paycheck and we'll go over there. Because I'm sure it's kind of a pain. Like, once you've done it a few times, I'm like, I think it'd be great to go as a player and fun, but I'm sure as a red-ass coach, they're like, well, it's long travel and it's early, and I'm sure there's a million ways coaches could complain about this.
I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, if you are one of two teams, the only international game, you know, at least in the NFL, they're playing, what, 3, 4, 5 games overseas now, you know, so there are other teams, like, and your college football playoff life could be dependent on one win or loss. Like, I ain't putting my team on a transatlantic flight. No, thanks.
I guess I was just thinking more along the lines, if I was a player, and this is, and I get it, when you're a player, I don't know if you think that way. Coaches, administrators, sure. But if you told me, and plus, like, I was at BYU, it's not like we were playing for national championships, but if you told me that we were going to go play my first game of the year, I always loved the non-conference games. Like, we played in a couple of pigskin or like black coaches classics where we got to go play, you know, different teams, Florida State 1 year, and we played Tulane in another. But if you told me I got to go to Ireland for week one, I don't know, as a player, I'd be jazzed. I mean, that would be really cool. I would like it. But as a coach, totally get your point.
And I would flip that by saying, if you told me for my bowl game at the end of the year and we're 8-4 and completely out of any sort of contention and I got to go to Ireland, I'd be jazzed. If I am a senior quarterback, I'm just trying to think, put myself in my own shoes back in 2001 where I'm getting ready to play Wisconsin and all I'm thinking about is, you know, this is the national championship season and I need to, like, every single, like, no. Yeah. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, maybe the hard part is getting teams to go over there, because I'm thinking of those NFL matches, and yes, or the games, they're trying to grow the game over there, but they're sending Jacksonville a lot. And I mean, like, some of those matchups over there have not been very good.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just hard to get teams to agree to do it based on what you're saying. Or there's a bunch of Yellow Jackets in Dublin that we don't know about.
Yeah. Is
there could be an infestation.
Well, you know, sometimes there's weird sister city things, or there's some sort of connection. I don't know. Maybe some famous Irish guy was a great engineer at Georgia Tech.
But
I don't know.
That wouldn't explain Iowa State, Kansas State.
Well, maybe they just...
What was Georgia Tech's coach's name? O'Leary.
Yeah, that's the guy that lied on his resume.
And got fired at Notre Dame. He got his dream job, and then he got canned because he lied on a resume.
Wow.
Whoops.
Well... This is the final story.
We went down a tangent on that one.
We did. We got a little football in there.
Tangents happen.
I do have some camp questions, but I also want to know if you're going to the Foos tonight. It is it's Foo Friday in Portland. They're playing at Providence Park. Will Joey be there?
At the what?
Foo Fighters.
Joey's like, ah.
Oh, the Foo Fighters. Oh, yes. I'm not going to be there. No.
Darn it.
No.
What's your dream concert?
I'm leaving right after this interview, so...
What is my dream concert? Boy, that's a tough one. We're going to have to come back, because I can just say Dave Matthews, but, you know, that's like, I've been to 22, I think, Dave Matthews shows now. Yes. And so, damn. You know, it just, I don't know. I'd have to kind of, can we collaborate? Can we put like Dave Matthews with Beyonce and Eminem and James Taylor and Herbie Hancock, and they all do a collaboration with Guns N' Roses and finish up with I don't know. So that would be awesome.
That would be quite a festival. And
you can do that on
mix.
BB King comes out for a solo to play with yeah, I don't know.
Sonny Bono.
Not so much. To play with Mumford and Sons. They have a reunion.
Okay.
And then Al Green joins them at the end.
Ooh, that's a good show.
I didn't know that you were a big Dave Matthews guy.
You didn't know I was a big Dave Matthews guy?
He's mentioned that before.
No, I can't say.
Did you know that 100 pounds of dough makes a big old cookie?
I mean,
yes.
I just didn't know that if you would have said, what's your, I mean, I guess that kind of fits. I don't know. I just, that's, Dave Matthews is one of those bands to me, because I've seen him, I don't know, maybe 3-4 times, mostly at festivals. And I've seen him when he was just coming up, when he wasn't even the headliner.
Right.
But it's always one of those that I forget. Like, Ed Sheeran's this way for me, too, in that I forget how big they are. Like, that's one of the largest music acts over the last 30 years. And yet I'm always a little surprised when someone's like, oh, Dave Matthews is my favorite. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Dave Matthews. I don't know. I just, it's never top of mind for me.
You know, my kids get in the car and they say, so what are we listening to, Dad? NPR or Dave Matthews on Sirius XM? Like, those are literally the only two things that are on in my car. Mm. It's, if I wasn't an NFL quarterback, I would have been traveling around following the Dave Matthews band.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay, last band you saw live, was it Dave Matthews? And the act you wish you saw live back in the day?
The last band I saw live was Dave Matthews. Oh, here's a cool story. Okay. And I'll answer that question. So when I was with the NFL or with the Lions, they had, Dave came through Detroit on the, I think it was the Vote for Change tour. It was with, Jurassic 5 and Ben Harper and Dave. And so long story short is, you know, I met the tour manager before the day before. He's like, yeah, you know, they heard you're coming back and are going to be at the show. And like, here's the phone number. Come back. We'll take you around. So we're walking around and around backstage and here's this and here's this and here's Dave and here's, and I was like, wait, what? He says, oh, have you not met Dave? I was like, no. And I went like full on panic, like, you know, fanboy mode. And nicest guy in the world, just, you know, so down to earth. We talked about, you know, he lives in Seattle and Portland and great. And he says, you know, the tour manager, what was his name, like Tony or something, he's like, yeah, we find Tony at this point in the show and got something really cool that's going to happen. And so sure enough, at that point of the show, walk over and meet Tony at the place we're supposed to meet. And he says, all right, come on over. And he takes us over to the soundboard and he hooks us into, gives us headphones and hooks us into the soundboard. And so they have, like, obviously the sound that goes out to the stadium, but all the band members talk to each other, can communicate, you know, through some other, you know, super secret communication. So we're listening to him talk. And then Dave says, all right, I got this really cool special, you know, guest for you, everybody. And he brings out Neil Young, and Neil Young sat and played like a 45-minute set with Dave and the band, and we were just sitting there on the soundboard listening to it all. I was like, oh my god, cool. This is the coolest thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
That's rad.
That's so cool.
Did you think he was gonna bring you out?
No. Although that would have been like, I could have retired at that moment. That would have been like the pinnacle of this would have, you know, marriage, birth of kids, you know, Fiesta. It would have fit between Fiesta Bowl and like marriage and birth of kids.
Our show.
Play with, at your show, a close fourth. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, this is, you were gone that would, but a couple weeks back, Blues Traveler was in town out at McMiniman's, if I can say that. And I went out and I got a buddy of mine, knows the band real well, and I got to hang out with them backstage. And I mentioned that I talked to you every week and they remembered you fondly. And Chan says hi and says it was a very nice kind of reminiscent. We had a whole thing, and when you came out and played with them, and it was kind of cool. They were very complimentary of you and said to say hi.
Great. You know what? Thank you. I'll shoot him a text after this. It's been a little while, so thank you. Yeah, I saw that they came through town. I was like, man, I should reach out. But yeah. I wonder if they remember. Yep. Yeah. And I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Joey played with them, right?
Yeah, Joey played with
them. That's the famous bit where he plays the piano.
Yeah, I think you did what? Mountains Win Again, right?
We played a couple. I think we did Hook, we did Mountains Win Again, but it was Mraz, or it was Jason Mraz and Blues Traveler at the Crystal Ballroom. That was like our first foundation charity, you know, or a fundraiser concert. And it just kind of got thrown together, and then we ended up doing like this collaboration with all of us that ended up on that Monday Night at the Mic. Remember they did like a American Idol type competition during Monday Night Football, and that concert ended up on there.
So it was kind of funny. So my buddy who was knows that, like, he was in Chan's wedding. It was like that. They're that kind of close. And when we went to the concert, he was wearing that Joey Harrington Foundation T-shirt.
You guys like made t-shirts from back then. And he was wearing it.
Shut up.
No. And like I came
rolling. Your buddy was wearing it or Chandler?
Yeah, my buddy was wearing it. And
how
so
did he get that? And I don't have one. I need to get one of those.
He's got one. He was wearing it. And I was like, oh my God, the Harrington. So it kind of, we had a fun little, it was just kind of one of those cool things when you're hanging backstage and you know, they're big football fans. And so we're talking football, this and that. And my buddy's wearing the Harrington shirt and I would kind of point it over at it. And that kind of led to the conversation and just nice little reminiscent memories. So they were, they said to say hi.
You know, it is your charity.
Yes.
You can probably.
I'm guessing that shirt is not for sale anymore. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk to my buddy and getting it for you.
It may be my charity, Rob, but let's be honest. There's only two of us. It's Madeline and I, and it's not like we're stocking a, you know, inventory at a store. That was 20 years ago, and I don't even know what happened 20 minutes ago. So,
well, it's just one of those, like, I love seeing stuff like that. Like I said, I haven't seen one of those shirts in forever, so the fact that someone still has it and wears it, it's pretty cool.
So who's the act that you wish you would have seen back in the day? And then we'll get some football next.
That I wish I would have seen back in the day. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go way back and I'm going to go like Louis Armstrong. Wow. Like that type of Miles Davis, Coltrane. Ooh, nope, Jimi Hendrix. Like, God, like all of these like transitional, like musical moments. Right. Like you go Louis Armstrong and the transition into like from big band to like, say more contemporary jazz. And then you get Miles Davis or Coltrane who just like completely took it in another direction. And then I'm thinking, you know, then I go to Jimi Hendrix who, you know, what was he like 27 when he died? I'm going to go, I'm going to go Coltrane.
Okay.
I'm going to go Coltrane playing with Miles Davis. There you go.
Damn. All right. More with Joey Harrington next. We'll find out what's going on down at Oregon camp. He has the inside scoop. Big news.
I do?
Yeah. He's going to break it.
Coltrane.
Oh, that's
news.
Right. I do. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. It's Mods PDX. Joey Harrington, the final story time of the year. We continue next on The Fan.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Just a couple of minutes left, Joey. Spent too much time talking about La Musica.
Well, it's a great question. I love the What Show. Everyone should have one of those if you could go
What's
back.
Yours?
I got two. One would be... I
didn't know we got two.
Well, I got two.
I picked one.
And I don't know... Well, one's
pick one.
One's dead and one I just missed. Queen. Okay. I wish I could see Queen.
That's a good one.
I never got to see.
I want three now. I want three.
And my other one is because I got to see him and he's one of my all time favorite artists. And unfortunately, I saw him at the end and it was the worst show I've ever been to. And it bums me out because I love him so much. I would like to see like 1975 Bob Dylan because people think Bob Dylan is this mumbly, you know, kind of old man. You got to go listen to like live Bob Dylan, listen to like the bootleg series that he put out, like 70s Bob Dylan. Those were rock shows. And he's the greatest singer songwriter of all time. He was a hell of a performer. I just saw him when he was like 70 and doing weird country music. And it was, I just wish I could see peak 70s Bob Dylan.
I think Paul Simon and James Taylor would like to have a word with your comment about greatest singer songwriter of all time. Maybe Carole King too. Anyway,
their music didn't change the world. Football. Bob's did.
Oh, for God's sake. You're telling me that Carole King, James Taylor didn't change the world during war. Okay. We're going.
Just saying one person's music changed the world and was the voice of an entire generation and movement, you know, like,
and his name was Bob Marley.
That was pretty good too, but I'm going Bob, greatest singer songwriter, greatest singer songwriter of all time. Rolling Stone has him as the second greatest artist of all time behind this group. Maybe you've heard of called the Beatles.
Who?
And you know what? In the words of Ricky Bobby, Rolling Stone is just dumb.
That's just dumb.
Okay, let's talk football.
Yeah football.
Okay, here. I have one camp question teed up here. Have you been watching?
No.
Have you seen, what's it called? That Team Out West. Do you watch that at all? The Oregon behind the scenes kind of Hard Knocks style show.
They have one for Oregon?
Yeah. Yeah, you can catch it. It's on YouTube.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Any of their media channels.
Yeah. You can, it's pretty good. Yeah, Ty Burrell does the, I mean, it's a
dead ripoff of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell does the voiceover. But anyway, it's kind of cool to see camp. And I thought of, watching that today, I thought of you and I thought, you know, the Ducks are they're now the hunted this year. So from the inside, from an insider's perspective, what's it like to be the hunted and not the hunter? And how does that change things for Oregon at this point?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think Oregon has been the hunt. It's different this year. I understand that they are the hunted, but there's with the Big Ten, I'd call there's three other hunteds as well, yeah. Right? It's not. I think Oregon has lived in this space for a while now, and they've gotten used to it, right? Like when we became the hunted my senior year, it was new. It was unique. It was like I'm trying to think. Like this is, I would agree that they are the hunted. However, I would also expand on that and say that this might be their best chance. I mean, if we're going to take away maybe like, 2014 and Marcus, but like this might be their as good a chance as they've got for a national championship. Like, this team is loaded.
Yeah, preseason top five is the reason I bring that up. I mean, they haven't been this high really ever. The Mariota year that you're talking about, they were preseason top five. That's the last time they were this high. So they have been the hunted, but not to this degree.
No, people. I mean, they're number three. Everyone's talking about them. They have the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, and now with the expanded playoff, I mean, you can stub your toe twice. If Oregon's 10-2, they're still in. So, I mean, that's I'm not going to say there's a guarantee to a playoff spot, but they should get into the dance at least.
And that's the interesting. I'm assuming you're talking about Dylan Gabriel.
He's the Heisman favorite.
And that's my hesitation, not because I think that he's going to be anything other than incredible this year, but he's new. Right. And so I don't have that feeling. Like when Bo Nix came back last year, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, confident. And like, we're the hunted. Like having a new quarterback always, you know, you can have talent everywhere else. Like everybody else is returning, but we have a new quarterback. And for whatever reason, that just gives me a little bit of pause. And like I said, he's going to go break the all-time touchdown record for, NCAA passing touchdown record. He's going to be phenomenal. He's an incredible player, an incredible person, and is going to have a great season. But still, the fact that he hasn't played yet, I always just pump the brakes a little bit. Like there's something about having a returning starter at quarterback that makes me that much more confident.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you having played, how long do you think is a realistic time frame for that sort of feeling to go away for you, for him and you?
Two games.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't anticipate it's going to take long. I mean, that's, it was with, remember with Bo, he stubbed his toe coming out of the blocks against Georgia and then just got locked in and went bop, 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 yeah, bop, bop.
That's true.
And this is different. Like Dylan Gabriel is different than Bo Nix coming over. Bo came over with some baggage. Like, ooh, remember the conversation? Are we getting good Bo or bad Bo? Yep. Like which, and there's no conversation around that with Dylan. Is he going to be phenomenal in game one or is it going to take him till halftime of game one? Yeah. Like that's the, so get two games under your belt for me and I'm right back in there. But still there's this always that little bit of like, we don't have a returning starter, which just makes me a little bit on edge.
Understood. Well, it's Idaho and Boise State.
It helps.
So
yeah,
not Ohio State.
You mean we don't go to Dublin?
No. Although Georgia Tech, that's the same thing. You could play Georgia Tech on the moon. It wouldn't matter. It's Georgia Tech.
Speaking of Ohio State, do you guys have your tickets yet?
Yeah, we get them through the station.
Shut up.
In your face.
We are home of the Ducks.
Man. So if when you get your tickets in hand and go scalp them, how much are you going to get?
We can't do that.
As far as you know, we won't be doing
that. Yeah, we can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah.
For us,
I went. Somebody asked me the other day, like, "Hey, do you have tickets?" I was like, "No, I gave up my season tickets, a few years ago once kids were, playing soccer every weekend. I'm not getting down there as much." And they're like, "Oh man, we're looking for tickets." I was like, "StubHub or you just grab some." He said, "Standing room only is starting at $500."
Damn. Yeah, that's probably.
I went on and looked. I was like, "Are you kidding?" like standing room is 500. Like the next ticket is like $1,300.
Biggest game in Autzen history.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Not even close.
Not even close.
It's going to be like 1-3 or 2-3. It's the biggest game, at least right now on the schedule. It's the biggest game in college football this year.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
But I will not be selling unless, you know, DM me someone. I'm just saying.
Do you know. I'm calling him out. I'm getting him fired for that. You can't do that.
I bet you could pull in a cool $2,000 for that tick there, Rob. What do you think? That's some green fees down at Shadow. Yeah. That's a week, you know.
It is, but it's not worth my job.
Again, just talk to me.
Well, if you're going to quit or you're going to retire anyway, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good things got to come to an end, says Bob Dylan, right?
You mean the greatest singer-songwriter of all time?
Every rose has its thorn, says Slash.
That's Brett Michaels. He is not
the greatest. Oh my God.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
See ya.
The great Joey Harrington, Mods PDX, the future of building is here. Enjoy the foos. We want a full report on Monday.
I'm out.
We'll be back with Club 1080 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.